Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 48. It is April 12th, 2011, and today's topic, you can get rid of your depression. It is possible to permanently eliminate your depression. The purpose of this post is to assure those of you who are depressed, or who know anyone who is depressed, that it is possible to get rid of it totally. I was depressed for about 30 years, so much so that I thought of suicide frequently. I haven't felt anywhere near depressed for over 15 years. And if I can do it, you can too. Depression is ultimately the result of feeling hopeless and helpless. It's experienced as an overwhelming sense of despair. Unfortunately, this mental disorder is very prevalent, with estimates that almost 1 in 6 Americans will experience depression in their lifetime. Moreover, many people whose symptoms are not serious enough to be classified as chronically depressed still experience bouts of despair that they're unable to shake for days on end. There are some people who claim that depression is the result of chemical imbalances and that the brain of depressed people is actually different than the brain of normal people. A study conducted a few years ago did show that MRIs of depressed people were different from MRIs of normal people. The study went on to describe, however, how after a few months of cognitive behavioral therapy, the brains looked the same. In other words, it's more likely that the mental state caused the changed brain state than an abnormal brain state produced depression. Luckily, depression, like most mental problems, is the result of beliefs and conditionings, all of which can be eliminated with the Lefko belief process and the Lefko stimulus process. The following is a list of some beliefs that clients with depression have identified and eliminated. Can you see that almost anyone with most of these beliefs would have to feel depressed, at least to some extent? If someone didn't have any of these beliefs and instead held their opposite, such as, I control my life, not other people or circumstances, or my life is whatever I make it, or I am good enough, important, and deserving, could they possibly feel depressed? Say each of the following beliefs out loud. If any of them resonate with you, it's a belief you hold. Even though you may have held it since you were a child, and even if you've tried a number of ways to get rid of it unsuccessfully, the Lefko belief process can help you to eliminate it. Here are some typical beliefs that underlie depression. I'm powerless. I'm not good enough. I'm not deserving. I'm inadequate. I'm not important. I'm worthless. I'm not lovable. Who I am is not okay. I have no value. There's something wrong with me. Happiness doesn't last. It's not safe to be myself. Life is hard, painful, a struggle, and stressful. Being responsible is a burden. I have to be perfect or people won't accept me. I can't have what I want. And I don't matter. Ruth eliminated her lifelong depression. Ruth Bonomo of Westport, Connecticut, who used the Lefko belief process to eliminate many beliefs like these, described how she totally ended her lifelong depression. Quote, I used to walk around, enclosed in a veil of depression, fear, and self-loathing. I was always at the edge of the pit, ready to jump in and relinquish responsibility for my life and how it was turning out. I was on the verge of abandoning my family when my son became ill. After he spent several days in the hospital, I realized I better get myself together. This kid needed and deserved me, and I needed to be a responsible parent. I found Shelley Lefko in the Lefko belief process. Immediately, I began to shed emotional pounds. It was as if I had been running around on an exercise wheel in a hamster cage my whole life, and now I was free. Now I experience my emotions very differently. I'm not at the effect of them. I just have them. I get to feel all my emotions without having to worry about the pit. The most remarkable thing I've gained from eliminating beliefs with the Lefko belief process is self-love and acceptance. Now that I love myself, I'm much less judgmental of others. I no longer worry about who I am and what people think of me. Everything is easier to deal with. The problems of life are still there, but I experience them without the drama and the feeling that the world is coming to an end. Close quote. When people are feeling depressed, it feels like there's no way out and never will be. It feels like there is not much point in doing anything because nothing will make any difference. There isn't even motivation to try to get better because it feels like nothing will help, like you'll be stuck like this forever. Psychotherapists have used the Lefko method successfully. Margaret Carter, M.A., family therapist, said this about using the Lefko method to treat depression. Quote, I've used the Lefko method numerous times in my practice for depression. In one such case, the client had lifelong depression, had made several prior attempts at counseling, to no avail. The client's behaviors were self-destructive and self-limiting, and self-esteem was very low. After using the Lefko method, the client reported increased self-esteem, peace of mind, relief for the first time from depression, and expanded maturation and hope. The Lefko method can be life-transforming. It also meets our great need for an effective, brief therapy. Close quote. Please forward this post to anyone you know who suffers from depression. Let them know that they don't need to suffer any longer. I'd love to hear from you with your thoughts about having and getting rid of depression. Please write your comments on my blog post at mortylefko.com. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week with podcast number 49.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at mortylefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to recreateyourlifefree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.